All week, KUOW is focusing on the rising number of homeless people here in our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight. Earlier, we heard a story from KUOW's John Ryan about how hard it is for homeless families to get help from a bureaucratic system that often makes them wait months to get shelter. That system is also hard on the people who are trying to help. John sent in this audio postcard.
Good morning. Thank you for calling King County 211. This is Sabrina. How may I help you?
Okay. And you said right now that you are staying in your van. Is that right?
Thank you for calling King County. And have you received an urgent or shutoff notice?
My name is Alex Williams. I'm an information referral specialist at 211 for King County. We can connect people to different services like rent assistance, food help, all kinds of different needs. Generally, people might need help and they don't know where to turn, and so they can call 211.
Would you like any information on other shelters?
We do try to stress that, unfortunately, because the need is so great, it isn't likely to be immediate, and it could be months even before they are placed in a shelter even.
I imagine that has to be a hard message for you or other people in this room to have to deliver.
It is, yeah. We deliver it often, but it doesn't get much easier. It's tough, yeah. And we just basically do whatever we can to make sure that all the families are connected with all the resources that are available. But sometimes there aren't many, and so it can be frustrating and difficult to deliver that message. It's true.
Thank you for calling King County 211. My name is Caitlin. How can I help you?
Sure, I can do a search for a shelter for women and children. And this is for one adult and how many children? May I ask where you stayed last night? Outside, I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through that.
There's some real tough calls. Sometimes people are, you know, really having a hard time. Take calls of people that are in a domestic violence situation, which can be scary, and people are sometimes frantic when they call. We have a setting on our phones, it's called Stressful Call Debrief, where we're able to kind of take a few minutes if we need it to recover from a difficult call. Make sure we're in a good frame of mind when we take the next call.
So there's one in Bellevue that I know of. It's called Mama's Hands. It's a transitional shelter for women with children. And you can call them for an intake screening. Their phone number is 206.
Sometimes even people call and they're so overwhelmingly grateful for some of the services that we provide that they get emotional. It makes us sort of emotional, and you want to kind of make sure you even recover from that before taking another call.
Good morning. Thank you for calling King County 211. My name is Jason. How can I help you today?
Our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight, is a collaboration between KUOW and Investigate West. Tomorrow, we'll hear how an effort to protect homeless people's privacy has had unintended consequences. To see the whole series online, go to our website, kuow.org.